Good morning, everyone. You're listening to the World Teacher Program for Share International New Zealand on Planet FM 104.6. Each Friday morning, we bring you information from the teachers of the Ageless Wisdom. The purpose of our program is to introduce Maitreya, the world teacher for the Age of Aquarius. Maitreya does not come alone. He brings with him the Masters of Wisdom, a group of highly evolved teachers who work in many fields and teach us the art of living, how to work in right relationship with each other. With their inspiration, we can transform our civilization, creating justice and peace, and use the technological advances available to us. The information we present is taken from the writings of Benjamin Krem, a disciple of a Master of Wisdom, and also from teachers of the Ageless Wisdom. We include teachings from many schools of thought to demonstrate how they are working out in the world. Our articles are often inspiring. We hope to inform the public of actions taken around the globe to improve conditions for us all and to find means of addressing some of our most pressing problems.
Good morning, everyone. Now, we'd like to start today's program with an article by Mr. Krem's master, sourced from Share International magazine, December 2001. It's entitled The Entry of Maitreya. When, as now, man is at the crossroads awaiting guidance on which direction to take, he sets up an invocative cry for help. Inevitably, when the cry has reached a certain pitch, we, your elder brothers, respond and answer. This is it today, as men flounder wildly in the chaos of their own making, afraid to take the only steps which will save them from further chaos. Into this maelstrom, Maitreya is about to enter, fully aware of the task which lies ahead. Only a being of his immeasurable wisdom could accept such a burden. Only someone of his incomparable courage could undertake such a task. Out of the anarchic conditions of the prison must he construct a new and better order. Out of the agony of millions must he fashion a new world. Who is there to help him in his work of salvage? Who would rally to his cause and aid his brothers and sisters? Now, as never before, is the opportunity to serve a world in labor, a new world waiting to be born.
Maitreya seeks to lift man into his birthright. He seeks to inspire the creation of a new and happier world. The Great Lord seeks to invest each individual life with sanctity and worth. He seeks to rid the world of violence and war. Where will he find his helpers? Who are ready to respond? Who have the courage to aid the Lord of Love? He knows already those on whom he can depend. Make ready to see him. Burnish bright your resolve, and be not dismayed by the immensity of the task. Be simple and heartfelt in all you do. Maitreya approaches, fast, on a shining white steed. His mantram is, "Fear not, all in time will be renewed. All in time will be returned to the light." Consider this. Take your brother's need as the measure for your action and solve the problems of the world. There is no other course. Into your unhappy world now steps Maitreya. He knows your agony and suffering better than even you do yourselves, for he knows, too, the joy which is your birthright. That joy would he restore to you in full and perfect measure. For that he is among you. Take him into your hearts and let him serve you. Know him as your friend and brother of old. Let him guide you and teach you. Thus will you grow in your divinity. The time has come when you shall see his face. His smile of love will beckon you to his side. You will find your love magnified a thousandfold, and giving it in service to his cause, enter into the plan of which you are a part. And that message was called The Entry of Maitreya from December 2001.
Right. A regular feature in Share International magazine is the theme compilations. And this selection, entitled A Climate of Expectancy, is sourced from December 2013 edition. Many of these quotations are from the master who works with Benjamin Krem. And this is one of them. As the distant hour approaches, mankind awaits the messenger. Already the signals flash around the world that the expected one is indeed among us. The longed-for impossible dream becomes a fact. Suddenly, a new wave of expectation grips the hearts of many and turns their minds to the central event of our time. Across the world, the signs have done their work. More and more, men recognize their import and grasp gratefully anew at the comfort that they bring. A fresh joy rises in the hearts of those who know the truth, that the messenger stands ready to emerge into the full light of day, awaiting only the call to begin his mission. Soon that call will sound forth and a new era will begin. Now, that was an excerpt from The Distant Hour. Here's another one. Since there are signs, they are creators of the signs. All religious groups await and expect their chosen divine revelation and read the signs as confirmation of their faith. Such confirmation sustains them in perilous times and gives them hope for a better future. In this way, a climate of expectancy and hope is created among many millions and prepares them for the events which now are imminent. Few can deny the signs, although their meaning may be obscure. They quicken the intuition and the imagination of men and open their hearts to the revelations which are to come. From statues which weep and move to light patterns which adorn the front buildings across the world. From shining crosses of light to milk-drinking Hindu gods, the signs are endless. Few can have been untouched by these wonders. Doubters and skeptics, of course, are ever to be found, but not for long. Very soon, the climate of expectancy will grow and register firmly in the minds and hearts of men everywhere, and into that expectant atmosphere, Maitreya will enter and begin his open mission. And that was sourced from Benjamin Krem's Master from Signs in Abundance.
The world awaits the reappearance of the Christ, and soon the expectations of countless individuals will be fulfilled. These are the words of Benjamin Krem's Master from an article entitled The Day of Destiny. It continues, his mission has already begun. The changes which proceed apace bear witness to his presence. The signs are there for all to see, not only for the discerning, but for those who must hear a thunderclap to sense the storm. Soon the final preparations for his emergence will be in place, awaiting the outer events which must precede his declaration. Dignitaries around the world already await his call and are ready to reveal their experience of his blessing. Many who already know him stand poised to speak. From all nations and all peoples will come the representatives of each, eager to add their voice to the hosannas of esteem. Maitreya's task has but begun, yet already the nations shake off the stranglehold of the past. What then can be imagined when in full vision he stands before the world, his teaching and counsel uplifting the hearts and the minds of all? And we continue on with some words from Benjamin Krem from his book, The Reappearance of the Christ and the Masters of Wisdom. Total belief that all of this is true is not essential. An open-minded acceptance of the possibility of the Christ's return now is the overriding necessity at the present time. This alone would release in humanity a renewed hope and a spiritual expectancy which would galvanize it into a much-needed change of direction and ensure a positive response to his message and teaching when he reveals himself.
And to conclude this compilation, we have a quote from a series of 140 messages that Maitreya gave through Mr. Krem. And this quotation from message number 61. My intention is to reveal myself soon and by the shortest route. All else failing, I shall emerge into a world ready but unprepared, a world which knows not yet that I am among you. But far better would it be for me to come before you as the expected one. the one sent by God to lead you into your future glory. Many know this, but many more are by far ignorant of the true happenings of the time. I do solemnly appeal to you, therefore, my dear friends, to make known the fact of my presence among you and pave smooth my way. Now, before Maitreya can reveal himself to the world, he has to do so within the laws of free will. And free will means that we have to invite Maitreya forward. And this is how it's done, by creating a climate of expectancy. Therefore, he can enter our lives and begin his open mission in the world.
And the master who was working through Benjamin Krem, that was really his job, was to...
Yes, that's right.
To foster that climate of...
His real job was to prepare humanity for the event. Yeah. Once we're prepared, then we're expecting something to happen. And then that allows him, within the law of free will, to enter our lives. Anyway, next up is a review by Carmen Font of Benjamin Krem's book, The Great Approach, New Light and Life for Humanity. The fact that Maitreya and the Masters are externalizing in the world is a brilliant piece of good news. Whether it comes as a welcome surprise for some or is understood as the logical consequence of the state of humanity today, it is a simple truth that can be accepted by everyone, regardless of their background or age. However, the simplicity of this event does not imply that the process of emergence is an easy one. Sometimes, in their zeal for positive change, individuals from audiences around the globe ask why Maitreya and the Masters are taking so long in their public emergence.
Now, even though Benjamin Krem, in his lectures and in the magazine Share International, has explained the gradual process of emergence, which is already taking place through Maitreya's television appearances and interviews around the world, people often are anxious about the date for the day of declaration, and they ask, what are Maitreya and the Masters waiting for? The world is in a mess. We need them. And their sense of urgency, if properly managed, could be useful to trigger us all into action to participate actively in the process of making known Maitreya's appearance. And at the same time, this kind of comment, which Ben is getting, Mr. Krem, often reveals a lack of understanding of the complexity of the event. How is it that something so immediate and easy to grasp is also so complex at the same time? The Masters are omniscient and omnipresent. They know that we are in need. They are aware of our suffering and frustration at not being able to change the many areas of life that certainly need overhauling. But still many wonder, how long can we bear this situation? A comprehensive response to this and many more questions related to the development of Maitreya's emergence is given in Benjamin Krem's book, The Great Approach. This is the last of his four main books devoted to a full account of Maitreya's mission. The book itself is in three parts: A Life Ahead for Humanity, The Great Approach, and The Coming of a New Light. And it's including edited talks by Benjamin Krem and a comprehensive selection of questions and answers stemming from his lectures.
The structure follows a meaningful rhythm. It illustrates the background of the Masters and why they are returning openly to the world. Then in part two, The Great Approach, we learn the particulars of how the day of declaration will take place. And finally, in the third movement of this harmonious symphony of events, we are acquainted with what will happen after the day in which the whole world sees and recognizes Maitreya and the Masters for what they are, stalwart champions of humanity. The day of declaration is indeed a climatic event for us, but it is no less for the Masters. As Benjamin Krem writes, the Masters must, quote, return to physical plane activity, only now in group formation, in order to reenact their own life expression in preparation for the way of higher evolution. As much as the masters are invincible and all-powerful to us, hierarchy itself is involved in an evolutionary process as a center of energy of this planet. These ways of higher evolutions are well beyond our grasp. But bearing this in mind helps us to realize that the masters cannot freely manipulate the laws that govern the path of evolution. They act in response to humanity's need and our invocation for help.
Their adherence to the law of cause and effect and their full acceptance of our free will is not an act of cruelty, but of love, trust, and respect towards humanity. Feeling distrustful or dejected about the apparent length of time that Maitreya is taking until the day of declaration reveals a sense of disconnectedness between their mission and our task at hand. Instead of viewing ourselves as builders in the transformation of the world as we have known it till now, many bemoan that the masters are not fulfilling their promise or that the world will never be saved. Our actions and decisions are interlaced with the actions and the reactions of the masters. When we walk the path of service, they can come closer to us. When we advance in the direction of sharing, they can present us with wonderful opportunities. Hierarchy has decided to return now to the world because we are prepared for this event. We could feel proud and ashamed at the same time. Proud of deserving their help, ashamed of the regrettable state of our world. This delicate handling of pairs of opposites within the law requires much more than a careful rapprochement. It is a great approach.
Reading the first part of The Great Approach entitled Life Ahead for Humanity provides a fresh insight into the kind of task that hierarchy has to accomplish before they can openly speak to us. This section not only includes a detailed account of what will happen on the day of declaration, but also the background work of preparation for this event, encounters with Maitreya and the masters, including his appearances to religious groups, and the right attitude of disciples and the public in general to favor Maitreya's emergence. At the same time, this event is the way humanity overcomes the injustices generated by our current economic systems and commercialization. Benjamin Krem analyzes the effects of market forces on our everyday running of world affairs and highlights the manner in which these energies of destruction will be defeated from both an esoteric and exoteric point of view. He quotes, "When market forces are seen as the destructive agencies that they are, because they benefit the few at the expense of the many, and when commercialization is recognized as a destructive mode by which that destructiveness works out, then the energy of it will be resolved. It will be reconstructed." Krem adds, in this regard, that the law governing action and reaction, which is the law underlying the work of the spirit of peace or equilibrium, which is the cosmic avatar who overshadows Maitreya, will, quote, he says, "recreate out of that destructiveness its opposite and in the exact proportion that is being done now."
For over 500 years, the masters have known that sooner or later their return would have to take place. We are reminded of the humility of the masters, which is a divine quality in that its major expression is lack of self or ego. Humility is left when pride and self-love are not present. It is a natural given state, not something you acquire. Once Maitreya is openly among us, we will be astonished by his humility and his treatment of us as equals. And we'll leave it there, folks. Thank you for listening. If you'd like any more information, you can contact us on sharenz@yahoo.com, or you can go to the website, which is www.share-international.org. Love and blessings, everyone.